A Vasra chapter 1 Mishnah 2, Vechain beginner, and so too in a garden. If their neighbors wanted to split up a garden, they would, you know, they would do such a thing. They would build a fence, or if they were in the fields or whatever and they wanted to build a fence, they would do it in the same way. They would both contribute the space, they would both contribute the materials to construct the fence, and that's what they would do. Makom Shinahagu Ligdor. Now the Kati says this next part of the Mishnah is explaining what happens if there was a custom to build a fence in a particular place, let's say between two gardens, then they could obligate each other to build the fence, right? Because that was the local custom. If there was a custom not to build a fence, then they couldn't obligate each other because that was a local. So it explains the Kati, what happens if there was no custom? What happens if in a particular place some people built fences between their gardens and some people didn't build fences between their gardens? So he's going to explain over here that in this case there's a difference between a garden and a valley, like where they put fields. So Makom Shinahagu Ligdor, in a garden, the custom is that if there's no set custom over there, mechayvin oiso, they can still obligate each other to build a fence between their gardens, even though there's no set custom, and some people are building and some people aren't building. Avol bebika, but in a valley, makom shenahagu shelo ligdor, even if there's no particular custom, ein mechayvin oiso, they can't force each other to build over there. So some people are building, some people aren't building, and the halacha comes out, there's a difference between a garden and a valley. In a garden, they can force each other to build a fence. In a valley, they can't. In Imroitse Koines Lesoch Shelo Avona, he says, but obviously if the guy wants to build it, he can just like withdraw into his own property, and he can build the fence, and then Vo'esa Chazis Mibachutz, he puts like a marker on the outside to show that he built it in and of himself, and the other guy didn't contribute. The fikach im nafal hakoisel, so if the wall ever falls down in future, hamakom va'avanim shelo, then we know that the place where the wall was standing and all the building things of the wall belonged to. Im asu midashneim, and if the wall was made with both of their, like both of them contributed and with both of their permission, boninas hakoisel ba'imsa, we still build it in the middle. V'oisin chazis mikana mikana, now we put a marker on both sides of the wall. Why? To show that they both contributed. The fikach im nafal hakoisel, if the wall ever falls down in the future, hamakum va'avanim shel shneim, we know that the place where the fence was and the stones and the building material belong to both of them.